Welcome to In the Middle with You, a podcast where we invite you into the day-to-day of our middle school community. My name is Gaia Altschuler, and I am the social-emotional counselor here at the middle school. And as always, I am here with Tammy Cuckoo, our vice principal.
I know the last 3 days have probably been a whirlwind of anxiety, maybe a little bit, but also lots of fun.
Excitement, anticipation.
Family fair was exciting.
Oh, yes. Always such a big hit. The best day.
I hope you all were able to get some chili.
Uh-huh. Ooh, yeah. Chili cook-off.
Even though it was delicious. 98 degrees outside. The bounce houses were bouncing.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good time.
The live music. Community. It was
awesome
a success.
Yeah, it's a good event. So we're going to jump into what's happening this week. Another busy week coming. So Monday, we have our first parent coffee. It'll be in Pedrosian and it'll start at 9 o'clock. So you can drop your students off and then just walk over to Pedrosian. We'll talk about some fun topics. Today, we'll get a little bit into our culture playbook. We'll talk more in depth about it at the parent coffee. On August 21st, we have some students visiting from South Korea. They will be visiting our seventh grade classes. So if you have a seventh grader and they see a student that they haven't seen before, make sure they greet them and welcome them because these are prospective students who are just checking out Oaks. So that should be exciting. On the 26th, we have our first SOAR meeting, which is pretty awesome. It'll be right here in the middle school cafe, and it'll be at 9 a.m. They plan to have a light breakfast, so if you would love some coffee and a muffin and you want to hear a little bit more about our SOAR program, make sure you stop by the middle school cafe. For a lot of us, we don't know what the SOAR program is, so I'm going to give you a little insight as to what it is about. So the SOAR program is centered around building connections and learning about strategies to support our students towards academic growth. We will provide a continental breakfast, and expert panelists from local professions in the field of educational support, and our own learning specialist team, which consists of Kim Newman and also Robin of
Vakoye.
Robin's last name's so cool.
Fancy.
Sometimes I mess it up. Robin Vakoye. There'll be two licensed clinical psychologists with expertise in diagnosing and treating children and adolescents, an MFT therapist who specializes in working with adolescents, and educational therapist who specializes in reading and executive functioning. All skills that every student could benefit from.
That was a lot, but don't miss it. There's
don't
so much
it.
Goodness packed into that
gonna be
1.5 hour event. So we want you there.
So once again, that event is on the 26th at 9 a.m. in the middle school cafe.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's it for the updates. So now we're going to jump into the playbook.
Our culture playbook. That's a very popular phrase around Oaks Christian Middle School. And if you are a new parent, you may have heard a little bit about it at the orientation. If you are a returning parent, it's definitely a phrase that you hear often. And we really want to kick our year off with walking you through the culture playbook because it really guides the way we move through community and culture here at Oaks Christian. So with that being said, Tammy, can you give us an overview? What is the culture playbook? Why do we have it? How does it work?
Totally. So basically, the culture playbook is called just that because it helps us shape the culture that we want to have. And it gives us some like language as teachers and administrators and dealing with students. And we're hoping that students peer to peer start using some of these concepts and thought processes as they encounter different challenges or they are experiencing different outcomes that they don't really like and how to change their responses to possibly influence that outcome. So we have a value system and our values are trust, respect, and growth. We believe that those three values are, it doesn't matter what your background is, those are all things that human beings value. But where we kind of live and where we focus is on creating certain behaviors through those values. So we want our students to be truthful, be intentional, take ownership. We believe that those three behaviors, if they do those, then it'll create connections amongst our students to staff, student to student, student to parent. So these are things that you could use as you want to connect. Even us as adults, when we take ownership of things that we've done, especially that are wrong, I just see students, their respect level for us goes up higher because I think they see us as human beings that way. Respect's our second value, and it is the behaviors that we want them to have are to consider themselves and others. This might be an interesting point, but our students sometimes have a hard time valuing themselves. Would you think, Gaia?
I couldn't agree more. Yeah.
So we want them to value themselves in a situation and others when they're approaching any type of challenge, good thing or bad thing, exercising humility and living with integrity. That's really important. We believe that those things foster community because we want this to be more than just a space where your student comes to learn. We want this to be a community that they trust with things that are bigger than just English and history and math. And growth is probably the most important value we have because these kids are pretty young. They're still growing physically, they're growing mentally, and we want them to grow spiritually. And we believe that the behaviors that we want to create within them and instill within them are taking risks. We think risks are great. Some people ask us about that risk one often. And I think when we think about risk, we're not talking about jumping off cliffs because a lot of our students are inclined to do that anyway, but we're talking about being courageous enough to sit by the student who has no one sitting with them, being courageous enough to call out when something is out that's not building community.
Yes, exactly.
Those are the things that we're talking about when we're talking about taking risks. Being reflective. When we're reflective and we actually write down what happened and how it happened, then we can also think about what we want to do differently. So we want to reflect on different things, and then we want to work till we meet those goals. So we want to be relentless in our effort. And all of those things we believe build culture. So that's our culture playbook in a nutshell.
Beautiful summary. Another part of our culture playbook is a concept called E plus R equals O.
Yes.
And that is that the event plus the response equals an outcome. And we use this a lot in building culture and walking through disciplinary situations and growth opportunities. And we would love to walk you through an example of how the culture playbook shows up in the way that we work with your students.
Let's do it.
Okay, so I'm going to give an event, a response, and an outcome. And then I'm going to have Tammy walk us through a new response, which is what we would walk through with the students. So the event is, let's say there is some digital group drama. We know in middle school, group chats exist, and they aren't always the healthiest space to hang out in. And sometimes drama can really start to build in these groups, things that they don't want to say to each other in person that they do feel inclined to talk about over a group chat. So let's say the response when the drama has started is they're trying to fix drama, friend drama that's maybe happening at school, but they're choosing to fix it over a group chat. And through that, people are repetitively being hurt, right? Through words people are sharing, maybe certain kids are getting kicked in and out of the groups by passive aggressive language, body language as well, or response to things. So the outcome is that the next day at school, there's a lot of hurt kids from the fallout of the digital group drama. So if we were to use our culture playbook and work on our values of trust, respect, and growth, how could we work towards a new response? And what would that new response look like?
So first, we try to break down the event with the students, right? And the students would tell us, like, hey, we had this problem. Me and five friends had this problem. So we were talking about it over text or on Snapchat. And so we would understand there was some type of conflict and they're trying to work it out. And they're doing that over some digital platform, right? And the so their response was to work it out on the platform, not in person. The outcome is that people are hurt. Usually we ask the student, so what did you want to happen?
Yeah.
When you were typing back and forth with your friends, what did you expect the next day to look like, or how did you expect them to feel? Oftentimes, the student will have a hard time communicating how they thought that person might feel, but they know that they were trying to solve a problem. Mm-hmm. So then we would suggest a different response, which is, hey, most conflict resolution happens best one-on-one and not with an audience. Most conflict resolution happens best when we're able to talk to each other in person, because we can see our facial expressions. Mm-hmm. We can see, we can interpret tone and inflection, and there's nothing left to overturn when you're sitting with someone. That usually is an aha moment for them.
Yeah.
And then we would instruct them to take a risk.
Mm-hmm.
The risk of having a conversation, not with an audience, not digitally, but when they could have a conversation with that person one-on-one. And we hope that that would result in a better outcome. We can't predict outcomes, but we know that what we tried that last time didn't work. So that's kind of how we would do that. And Guy and I would work together.
We work very closely together in that process. And that's where we really focus on that value of growth. A mistake was made. We're learning from it. We're practicing different ways of getting a better, healthier outcome. So that's just a little bit of insight into what our days look like here at school, how we navigate and work with your student as they are growing through this middle school experience.
How would you partner?
Yeah.
If you're a parent, how can they partner, Gaia, with the school in bringing this model into their home, possibly, if they think it's a good one? How do they do that?
Yes, we want to encourage you to use this language and this concept at home. Your child learns when things are repetitive.
Mm-hmm.
So when they are experiencing the same language at school and at home, they're going to start to buy into it and believe in it. So we just want to present this to you and offer it to you as a strategy to use at home. We also want to give you spaces and opportunities to learn more about it. So Parent Coffee coming up is going to be another great opportunity to learn more about it. What does it look like to use it in many different scenarios and different ways? So yes, use this at home. Whether there's just one part of it that is attractive to you or the whole concept, I think you'll really enjoy this and find it to be very fruitful.
Great. Also, you can find the Culture Playbook on our parent page. We'll post that this week so that you can refer back to it. I'd suggest having some dinner chats and asking your kids about the values, behaviors, outcome. Put us to the test.
Yes.
Ask your kids if they even heard about this in the last 5 days of school. So
great point. All right, let's finish it off today with a verse of the week and our call to action.
All right, the verse of the week, and this is actually the verse that your kids will be hearing in their first five today, is Proverbs 8, 10 through 11. Choose my instruction instead of silver, knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you desire can compare to her. Wow, isn't that a message that we want not only our students to hear, to choose wisdom over material things, but we ourselves, just making sure that our hearts are in the right place and seeking God, the kingdom of God first.
It's a great way to start the year. All right. And we're going to finish up with a call to action. I love what Tammy said about ask your students about the Culture Playbook. I think that's an awesome call to action. I also want to present a concept that could be really fruitful for you as the year begins. Your student is about to really ramp up their schedule. Their days are going to be full. Their homework load is growing. Their responsibilities with sports and extracurriculars, arts, friendship, navigating new social experiences. It's a lot. And they might get in the car after school and have so much to share. Hopefully a lot of it is positive, but some of it might be signs of overwhelm and fatigue and maybe sharing the not so joyful parts of the day. And a great way to navigate that as a parent is to use what we call fixer versus listener here at Oaks Christian, which is just the idea that most of the time your child is looking for a listener.
Yeah.
So we just really want to encourage you to be an active listener. An active listener validates, makes eye contact, uses body language to validate, asks questions seeking clarity, but just really giving your child a space to talk. And then there may be moments when they do need you to help fix, but I think the key there is that you can do it together, right?
Absolutely.
That you aren't going to go fix for them, but that you can bring them into the process and begin to problem solve together. Because in middle school, we really are working towards that autonomy, right? That freedom to learn how to navigate some of these more challenging things on their own. So we just wanted to present you with that tip. That's something that we practice every day here. And I always find that when I lead with being a listener, I have way more effective and fruitful conversations.
Yeah. So we leave you with the culture playbook.
Yeah.
Being a listener versus a fixer. There's a time and place for both. Making sure that our students choose wisdom. Mm-hmm. And until next time, we are in the middle with you.